Yishkoyach. Good morning, all. So a few additional halachos that are probably a little bit more obvious, but still should be stated regarding the sanctity of the synagogue and how we take care of it. So when a person goes into a shul, much like you'd go into any sort of a respectful building, so of course you should make sure that you're clean, that you, if you have any mud on your shoes, you should wipe that off. That is a halacha to make sure that you do not bring any mud into the shul. It's critical for a person to realize that when they go into a shul, that they should not go in for the wrong reasons, right? So the wrong reasons are, let's say it's easier to get from that side of the building to that side of the building by walking through, so it's called making a kapandaria. You are not allowed to make a shortcut out of a shul. You should never go into a shul to prevent yourself from getting too hot or too cold, but rather a shul should be used for what a shul is meant to be used for. There is a prohibition to eat and to drink in the shul, and so if a person is someone who is always sitting in a base medrash in a shul or something like that, they spend their entire lives there, so then okay, to take a sip of a coffee or whatever, that's probably permissible. But for the average person who is not spending all of their time, so it is prohibited to eat or to drink. And sleeping is interesting because there is technically a prohibition to even take a temporary, just a short nap in a shul, which makes it very complicated. How is a rabbi ever allowed to give a drasha if there is an assumption that perhaps some people might actually fall asleep? And so maybe that should be lifnei iver. That's like placing a stumbling block in front of someone. And so I don't know. None of the poskim seem to talk about that issue. But the answer seems to be that you should probably try not to fall asleep during the rabbi's drasha, if for no other reason than it is technically prohibited to sleep in the shul. With that, we conclude with the rabbi's guidance, Rabbi Chanan.